Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Joe Biden calls the leader of the communist nation of Red China to receive instructions for his administration. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Joe Biden was able to get a hold of the Chinese Communist Party leader and have a long conversation with him.
Well put, Jimmy, and this conversation lasted 2 hours. President Xi had a lot of instructions to deliver to Joe Biden. A lot of demands. Look, this relationship between the United States and China is absolutely central to the next decade of world politics. It's central not just to both our countries, but for the rest of the world. China is the rising power. They are set to surpass the U.S. in terms of economic output this year. They are also the rising military power. And China is flexing its muscles by influencing the United States government through Joe Biden directly. You'll notice that this past week, the Biden administration issued an executive order that essentially removed all of the Trump administration restrictions on the Confucius Institutes operating in the United States within our education system, especially colleges and universities across the country. These are Chinese government-funded institutes, and their goal is to promote the Chinese Communist Party. And that's what I really fear is going on here, is Joe Biden essentially kowtowing to Communist China, taking orders from Communist China, removing the Trump-era restrictions on U.S. investment in Chinese military companies, for example, the listing of Chinese military PLA-controlled companies on the U.S. stock exchange, the removal of restrictions on the Confucius Institutes. These are things that the Chinese party desperately wanted from the United States. They desperately wanted Joe Biden to come and replace Donald Trump, and now they have got a compliant president. This is just the beginning.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the phone call between President Biden and the leader of Red China. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report seems to be telling us that the Biden administration is ready to give China the upper hand in U.S.-China relations. Politics aside, Bible prophecy does reveal that China will be the major nation in the world the last half of the 7-year tribulation period. That's Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. And China at that time will be in partnership with the Antichrist. That's Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 16. U.S.-China relations today, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...